Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 16, 2017. The world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. You hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. This is serious. You need to make your choice tonight. You know, if you really need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machines, leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and message. I get messages that just either you can't understand them or there's no message, especially to my cell phone. Call my cell phone and there'll be just silence, like they're waiting for me to answer my cell phone. My cell phone, if I don't answer it right off after you hear the welcome message, there's no way for me to answer the phone because I already haven't heard it. So don't just sit there and blank air. Say your name and your phone number and say something like prayer request. Call you back. So do that. Talk slowly. You know, my hearing isn't the best in the world anyway, so please pray about it and do it right for your sake, okay? Anyway, you need to make this choice tonight. I mean, if you're in trouble, call me. And remember, all those that live in Messiah Yeshua will be persecuted and will go through tribulation. That's just part of the scriptures. That's the way things are. But anyway, if you get the machine, leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, that I wish you to call is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And in emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, and contact information, as well as everything about the ministry. You can find all that at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And remember, prayer requests can be sent by United States Postal Service and email with your return address and your phone number so that we might call you back. That's another way to get a hold of me. Email. You send me an email and say, hey, here's my phone number. Call me back. I need a prayer. That is a good way to get a hold of me, actually, better than the answering machine, because sometimes we might go for days without checking the answering machine because there are so many calls on it. Anyway, these requests will be taken to the Wichita Mission Church. Print them out. We'll take them to Wichita Mission Church, anoint them with oil, pray over them, and send them back to you if you wish them back at your request with no solicitation for donations. A lot of people say, oh, you're just trying to get their address. No, as my wife says, we just lose your address as soon as we mail it. We have no reason to keep it because we're not going to solicit you for donations. Now, I might solicit you for donations here on radio or if you're on our mission updates list, which, you know, is basically whenever we have a need, we put it out there and prayerfully people will answer, either pray for us or they'll answer by making a donation. And you can find a way to get on the mission updates list also at where? prophecyhour.com. Remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, YouTube. Right now, we're live on YouTube. And then, of course, we'll post to YouTube later. But right now, we're live on YouTube, and we're on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. You know, really, things are so slow. We have not paid airtime at all this month. So you need to pray about that. But if you love these programs, enjoy who we have on, pray about supporting airtime. It would really be nice to be able to pay the station, which needs their money also. Excuse me. On another note, I want to thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Now, why would people listen? Oh, well, anyway, Auckland, New Zealand, Cartagena, anyway, Colombia, Adelaide, Australia, Sydney, Australia, Jerusalem, Israel, and Bucharest, Romania. There are some really strange places out there. Well, they're not strange. I'm sorry. Different places to me out there than normal. We still living in that age. At least I am. I'm 61 years old. I never fathomed I would be doing worldwide radio at all. Well, I never thought I'd be doing radio at all, period. But anyway, we also want to thank the cities in the United States, like Washington, D.C. We're getting an awful lot of listeners over there. Stockton, California, Corpus Christi, Texas, Buffalo, New York, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Georgia, as well as Wichita, Kansas, which remains our largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they go to podcast later tonight. And if you check around for podcasts, if you put in End Time Radio by Messiah's Branch and Google it, you'd be amazed at how many podcasters are. Well, they call them podcatchers, pick up our programs and they're played through other places. So these cities, while this is what's listening on to the one that I can monitor, may not even be an accurate, surely isn't an accurate picture because they're being listened to a whole bunch of other places that I have no idea. Anyway, now prayer. We'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. Please, Father, give me help with this program tonight so I can get the point across that you put on my heart. So please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, right now, we're in a war, and it grows daily as we see things like the woman marched. With teenage women's march and teenagers and children and young adults in the street not using their right to protest, right? It's just that they're out there cursing, making death threats to the president, tearing up property. And their parents are silent mostly, or in many cases are right there with them, and you interview their parents and they're egging them on. There is a spiritual battle going on over the United States today, well actually over the world, but it is here in the United States. You can hear the hatred in their voices and see it in their faces as their faces even contort with hatred and such anger like we have maybe never seen before in something like this. Most of them, if you would go and ask them when they're asked, most don't even know the facts or even why they're protesting. They just have hatred and anger, hatred and anger. Those of us in Messiah know that it is this way because the fallen ones walk among us, looking to see who they can devour. Yes, the fallen watchers are among us. They're spiritual beings, and today is just one small example as we work on exposing the coming darkness and the darkness that's already here. Yes, folks, this terrible spirit is in the world today, and it is not a laughing matter. We are in the time of the end, and we know that it would be worse and worse and worse as we go on. Dark would get darker and darker, while the light's supposed to get more light. Light, okay. These children are lawless. Followed a lawless leader, Obama, for 8 years. They saw Obama. They saw Obama not following the laws and doing these things, even egged on by him. And so they followed this lawless leader, and they did so for 8 years. And now they're angry that their lawless ways, their un-Yeshua-like world, is being pushed back. Yes, the light is trying to come forth, but they wish to only snuff it out as they've learned to love and embrace the darkness. That's what's going on, folks. People, the light trying to come into America. People are praying. I know that people are praying. And we've got somebody in the White House that's trying. And he is like a newborn Christian to me, and he's doing the things that he said he'd do. So far, he is trying to act Christ-like, like a baby Christian. But it doesn't matter. I believe the Father's hands on him. As he does say that he places all leaders. You see, the spirit of the Antichrist is now in this world today and fighting hard, because the time is very short. You know, it's such, that scripture that says, you know, for the devil was angered, you know, running around, you know, going crazy, basically, because he knew his time was short. And that's what's going on. Their time is short. Anyway, we must endure to the end as they that endure to the end. The same shall be saved. That's Yeshua's word. Endure till the end. Right now, just like this ministry, we're enduring. We have not been in such trouble in years. Donations have slowed down. I know a lot of people are waiting on income tax, and the income tax checks got slowed down. Even my son was told that because he had children and he had tax credits, his was being delayed until after the 15th of the month. I know that hit yesterday. I just pray they release, and I pray that those people that get income tax checks remember us like they have in past years and send us a donation that helps get us out of the hole. But now we're going to look at an example. Let's look at the women's march. Well, here you have women wanting rights that they already have, but they've been duped into believing that they don't have them. I mean, women, what other age have you ever lived in? See, women have all the rights in the world. They can, just like they protest about losing birth control pills. Really? They can't come up with $7 to buy birth control pills for themselves? You know, these women are clearly not of the spirit of Yahweh and his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, because if they was, they wouldn't even be into these things. And the example is our leader, who are all kings, who are all into all kinds of very, very dark things. Look at all the dark things. Let's go with Madonna. Look at her dark concerts, you know, and the wickedness that are portrayed like demons around her and different things, whether it's Super Bowl or wherever, you know, and showing herself on stage. Where is that right? And why is it right for children to watch stars that sing to children exposing themselves on stage or acting like Miley Cyrus, allowing people from the stage to touch and grapple and grope them? And yet mothers take their little tiny little girls to see them because, oh, that's Hannah Montana. It's not Hannah Montana. It is something that's unsaved. It's a dark creature. Yes, that is the point. The body may be of Miley Cyrus, but what's going on with her is not controlled by anything Yeshua like. And that's what we have to look at. If you're not of Yeshua, you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, then the word has very strong words that tell us that the devils can come and reside in an empty vessel. Anyway, as we found out at the march, they were hailed for what they were doing. And the children emulate them, not the risen Christ or the Messiah. I pulled some remarks from this point on from a really good article by Julie Royes at the Christian Post. You should go look up the Christian Post. Also, these are mingled with my own words, so, you know, just bear with me. Anyway, Madonna dropping F-bombs and talking about blowing up the White House, while Ashley Judge proudly proclaimed, "Yeah, I'm a nasty woman, a loud, vulgar, proud woman." When I don't know. I'm 61 years old, and a nasty woman being loud and vulgar, you know, that's not something to be proud of. That's not ladylike. That's not women. But these women don't even want to be women. They want to be some other strange creature. And what is that strange creature that wants that? That is of the devil. Fallen angels, I'm telling you, is the influence here. The watchers and mothers marching with their daughters while wearing female genitalia on their heads. These hats they wore on their heads were supposed to represent vaginas, or they called them pee hats with a Y on the end. You can figure it out, you know, like pussy cats, but just leave the cat part on. If you cannot see this as ungodly, if you can't see this as ungodly, if you can't see this as ungodly, then you are indeed blind. In addition to the march's vulgarity and verbal violence, it championed abortion and banned pro-life groups from officially participating. Students for Life, who dared to march anyway because they thought it was about women, were spat upon, jeered, and had signs ripped from their head. Now, if we have a right to protest and do these things, why isn't it done peacefully? If it was, if they had the spirit of Yahweh in them, the spirit of Yeshua in them, the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't act in this manner, is it? But it's a spirit of darkness that is upon the world in the United States. It's here. You can see it in all the things around the country, whether it's the evilness in our children or the promoting of the various different things. Mothers and the mothers and the dads and friends cheered them on, proud that their children would do these kind of things. I don't know about you, but I'd be like that mother. I remember that mother a few years back, that black woman, and she saw her son out there hit the protest line or whatever, and she went and grabbed him by his ear and drug him back. That's what we need, you know. Talk about a strong black woman. That's a strong black woman. That's the black woman that I remember when, you know, I was growing up. I had a lot of black friends, of course, you know, and there was no racial divide between us. But I'll tell you what, them friends of mine sure did what their mamas told them to do. Otherwise, they'd get a switch or they'd get, and you know what? They turned out to be pretty good thing people, you know. And that's what we need in America. You know, we need to spank on the butt. No, not turn them into welfare because they spanked them on the butt. We need to discipline our children. He who spares the rod from their child hateth their child. That's what the scripture says. So if you don't discipline your child, then you hate your child. And it is your responsibility to do so as a responsible parent and to be there for them. I understand we're in such an age that and it's not scriptural, that women have gotten pregnant out of wedlock or their marriage just broke. But anyway, there is no dad in the house to do discipline. And the dads that are in the house many times, because the spirit that's in many of the women today want to rule over their husbands and rule over their households, that the women are, the men are nothing but becoming like snowflakes. And that's what this new woman movement wants. It wants to cut the kahunas off of men and make them little lady-like men. Really? Women, is that what you really want? Or do you want the knight in shining armor? You want the cowboy out there in the truck that knows how to be a man? You know, do you want the biker-looking guy who knows how to stand up to things, but yet he's godly? You know, there's not everybody that rides a motorcycle is a Hell's Angel, you know? There are so many good bikers out there, and they do so much for good causes, but yet they stand up, and they're counted just like they was counted at Trump's rally. So you want a man that stands up, that works hard, that stands up, that loves his children, that's not afraid to go to church no matter what day he goes, but goes to church and live a godly life. You know, that's the kind of man that we want, a hero. Men, I'm talking to you. You should always be the hero, no matter what. You got that? You ever heard that song where the woman's singing about she's waiting on a hero? We need to be heroes. If you have Yeshua in you, you would be a hero. You need to be a hero, and you need to stand out and be outspoken. That's what's wrong with this country. Men, where are you at? Men of God, stand up and be counted. It is time. It is time to get up and pray. It's time to get out there and talk and tell your pastor, ask your pastor, Pastor, why aren't you speaking forward? We need to have these things changed. Speak out against sin. Speak out. They have you disarmed and believing that. Oh, don't be judgmental. Let me tell you what. God isn't in love with the sinner. He's in love with the fact that you have a chance to repent, and when you repent, he loves you. But nowhere in the word does he say hates. In fact, he says, if he loves you so much, why is he putting you in the lake of fire? Have you guys forgot about the lake of fire? How can you say the Father isn't going to put somebody he loves in the lake of fire? You understand that? His love comes to you when you have Messiah in you, because Messiah makes your sins go away. A repented person, his sins goes away. That's what happens. Your sins go away. Now, That's just exactly the way that it happens. If your sins go away, then the Father looks at you through the blood of Yeshua, and so he doesn't see all those sins. But if you don't have Yeshua between you and the living God, then you're in big trouble. Anyway, I have a song I want to share with you. If Frank probably forgot I was, or figured I forgot about it, but I do have a song I'd like to play for you, and prayerfully, he's there with it now.
Watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. The Bible says they're walking in darkness. They cannot see the road that they're on. With pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart, and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls, and they don't know. Chance to snatch us over entering hell. But don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. You're soon that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard's ripe, the field is wide, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. There's soon
we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, before we get back into what we were doing, I do want to say one thing, and we're going to have a song again, because I just feel like a song. But there's a lot more of us, remember, folks, than those that are out there. Because you now, if you look at the Drudge Report, it says approval of Trump heads to 55%. That's pretty good. That means a lot of people agree with him and agree with the light that he's trying to do. I'm not saying he's perfect. But anyway, let's hear this great song and we'll get back into what we were talking about.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
In the days of Noah, keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought. Forgetting about the flood, in anger he once brought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. Some just think of money and how to get some more, but little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever. Your trust in wealth, you've lots to fear. For the distant thunders are rumbling and the storm is almost here. You must put your trust in Jesus, for he's ark today. When the storm of darkness comes, in him you will be saved. Yes, the spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling him of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find.
Okay, folks, both those songs were by Brother Ben, made back in the 90s, and he had a band called Rem at the End Time Band. If you want a copy of the whole CD that I have, send me a donation to cover the cost. I'll send it to you. Anyway, moving right along, I really want to get back into this thing today, so I'm not going to go into deep about the mission church. We do really need your help. Our donations have never been lower, and that's because of the economy. And I think people are waiting on income tax checks, but we really need your help. We sell nothing. So many people depend on us. And in June, we're starting our 18th year, so pray about it. Also, radio airtime, man. I haven't been able to pay our producer, our radio airtime. Radio airtime costs. We sell nothing. So only through your donations can we stay on the air. So if you enjoy the people that we put out, and I know a lot of you do because I have so many listeners all over the world. If you folks would just send in a little bit, it doesn't even $5, $10, $25. Some people have started to send $25 and doing it as a monthly donation. That really helps, but we need your help now. I need to come up with the money to pay airtime. So pray about it tonight, and we also need help for the Wichita Mission Church. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the father notices donations that come from where? I can't hear you. From your heart. Okay, now we're back. If you need information about that, go to prophecyhour.com. Anyway, we were talking about, we left off with Madonna, where she had dropped F-bombs and was talking about blowing up the White House. She should have been arrested. And then Ashley Judd saying, yeah, I'm a nasty woman. What a way, and she's sitting as a role model for your daughters. I'll tell you what, my daughter speaks like that, even though that she's grown, whatever, you know. You need to take, remember Grandma and Mom and Dad, even, I did it to my children, took a bar of soap and gave them a taste of that. Well, that's what those children need. They need to be disciplined. The reason the children are like this is because their parents are undisciplined and don't know Messiah. If the parents knew Messiah, the children would know Messiah, or at least have a better chance of it. They wouldn't be acting to this. In addition to the Marxist vulgarity, verbal violence, it championed abortion, and did all sorts of bad things. Yes, the spirit of the anti-Messiah, the watchers, the fallen watchers, are loose in this world even today, even right now. In the garden, even after the fall, the punishment was given out to the snake, that old devil, to the woman and to the man. The snake was first told that the seed of woman would crush his head, and the snake was none other than Satan, that old devil. So it seems the woman was blessed that her seed would crush the devil for what had happened. Did you get that? The Father blessed the woman by allowing Yeshua's seed to come from her and crush the devil. If that ain't a blessing, I don't know what is. Women, you have nothing to complain about. Then he told the woman, your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. But women are in rebellion. The home is a prison, and women can be free only when they secure financial independence and find fulfilling work outside the home. Marriage is okay, they think, as long as women can continue on their path to self-actualization. The children are welcome if they are planned and fit into a woman's educational and professional goals. Since unplanned babies can sidetrack a woman's career or equally abhorrent and make her dependent on a man, these are second-wave feminists who are pro-choice. This pro-choice, anti-family agenda is featured prominently in the Woman's March. The agenda of second-wave feminism is completely opposite to Christianity. It rejects the sanctity of life and the goodness of marriage, institutions designed and established by Yahweh, our Creator. It also tells women to find their life. They must grasp it and put themselves first. Do you hear that? The whole thing about a Yeshua first life is that when you love somebody, what does love mean? When I say I love you, it means I put you first. So your wife, you put them before you. Husbands, you put your wives before you. Wives, you put your husbands before yourself, but you put Yeshua first before anybody. Yeshua, on the other hand, said that to find life, we must lose it. This is is truth when it comes to the choice of abortion and embracing motherhood. That's a life there. Abortion is no good. One comprehensive study that showed 81% of mothers who abort their children are more likely to experience emotional health problems from it. The flaunting and promotion of female sexuality at the Women's March is typical of third-wave feminism. Unlike second-wave feminists who oppose pornography because they view it as degrading to women, third-grade feminists, often daughters of second-wave feminists embrace pornography as well as sexual license. Now look back at these role models. We talked about We talked about these various actresses that go around unclothed and showing their vaginas. I mean, they wear dresses to the Oscars that, oh, oops, it blew open. I don't have any underwear on, so here's my vagina. And the show, they either go with no top or a top that you can completely see through, whatever. You know, women, that's because you're being influenced by demons and you're not being influenced by the living God. That's the problem. You're ungodly, and you folks that gander at that and wonder and emulate that, women emulate that, go to a busy Walmart in the summertime, and you'll see them dressed in the same manner. What are they doing? They're emulating their Hollywood stars. Hollywood is corrupt. The programs they push on you are corrupt. They make you think, you know, it makes me ill to turn it on and you see, guys talk about their husband and women talk about their husbands or their wives. In other words, same-sex marriage. It's just all puke. And it's influenced by the angels, as in the days of Noah. They're here. People keep looking for them, but you can't see them unless you lift the veil from the eyes. They're influenced by the message. People are influenced by the message of the sexual revolution. They view unrestrained sexual expression as exceptional to woman's freedom. As a result, many are sexually aggressive and sexually vulgar as any predatory man. It's not surprising them that Ashley Judd yells at the march, "Our pussycats are for our pleasure." Or thousands of women don pink pussycat hats or dressed as sex organs. Let's go back to this. You know what? I just read yesterday that many millennials now, instead of going on a first date, have sex as their first encounter with their new friend. And then they think the date is the special thing. But they're willing freely just to meet somebody and have sex. Now, that's not proper. It's not right. And if you think, well, we don't have time to go deep into that. Anyway, it's not surprising in that. Let's go on. Third wave feminists are the women that make the rampant lookup culture prophets possible, who convince women that obsession with sex is normal and that sex without commitment is somehow positive instead of a negative gain. However, the word teaches that Yahweh intended sex to bind husband and wife together in lifelong union, reflecting the relationship of Messiah and his church. Our sexuality is beautiful and sacred. It is something to be cherished as a gift to give our spouses, not as a means of recreation, or as a tool to exert power. It is meant to be kind and loving. That's how you get intimate with a wife. And it's also to procreate. But there's nothing, a man and a woman, they have that pleasure. The intimacy of the marriage bed is just undeniable. Just like denying God's mandate to cherish life, it hurts women. So defying the command to reserve sex it's not good for a woman to do these things. Women, you need to save yourself for marriage. Men, the same thing. Fourth wave feminism about intersexuality, about identifying how forces that oppress one group of people may interact or overlap with the forces that oppress other groups. This is why the Woman March included many causes seemingly unrelated to women, like the LGBTQ rights, environmentalism, or Black Lives Matter. It's also why one marcher carried a sign that said, "Feminism without intersectionality," that's sectionality, not sexuality. Sectionality is just white supremacy. Fourth wave feminists tend to be young and align themselves with groups they perceive to be similarly oppressed as women. Interestingly, this group of feminists tends to be much more open to the pro-life message because the unborn clearly qualified as the oppressed people. But they don't. They still are for abortion. The problem with fourth wave feminism is based on the assumptions and beliefs that are decidedly anti-Christian, or I say, are antichrist. The spirit's here. Scripture teaches that our identity, for example, is not fundamentally rooted in our race, class, or gender, or sexuality, but in our relationship to who Messiah. In regards to our sexual identity, the word teaches that we are male and female and that our gender identity should correspond to our anatomy. Ultimately, fourth wave feminism alignment with the LGBTQ community will lead to feminists' complete undoing, or so they think. Because at the Women's March, they were pressing on that it's essential to be a woman if you have a vagina. But this fourth wave of feminality doesn't point to that. So we'll leave that in your hands. But these same people, now you have these other women, these last ones we're talking about, bring root. They want to bring Muslims in this country. Why? Because it's anti-Messiah. And that's why they embrace the Muslims. They wouldn't embrace them in any other shape or form because it is that way. But why do I say anti-Messiah? Well, let's see what 1 John chapter 2 says. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many Antichrists, and whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Have it not been written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth? Who is a liar but he denieth that Yeshua is the Messiah? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. And let it therefore abide in you that ye have heard from the beginning, that it which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, and you shall also continue with the Son and Father. Now, he's saying it's been with you from the beginning. The only thing that could have proved to them it was from the beginning was Yeshua. Yeshua is in the Word. If you study the Old Testament, you're going to see beautiful pictures of Yeshua and our Savior all through it. So they were waiting on a Messiah. They just didn't. Things happen, but we won't go into that. That's a whole other program. But they were waiting on Messiah, and that's how they were saved, because they believed in Yeshua. They believed in Yeshua. That's what Abraham said. His seed would bless the whole world. The seed is that seed of the woman that was talked about in Genesis. The seed is Abraham's seed that would come forward and bless the whole world. So you see, it's all over the Word in many, many, many more places. But let's go on. I need to impress these other words on you today. But let me take a sip of water. I've been talking a while. Now listen to these words of Paul to Timothy. This know also, that in the last day perilous times shall come. That's here. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accuser, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. That's what you see that out there in those people. They hate things that are good. That's what this is about. We're trying to change things to the good and trying to bring in good things. And if you do something good, they despise you. That's why this ministry is so despised, because we're doing something good. And, they're just helping. They don't realize the good that we're doing. We're helping these people. These people grow up and raise their children, and the children become something. I've seen it. The people grow out of the problem that they're in and they become store managers and family people and so on and so forth. People that we've helped with miracle prayers. He goes on and says, Paul goes on to Timothy and says, they're also traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh, having a form of godliness, but they divine the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort they creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sins, led away with different lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That points right to the internet. That's going on. High-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And, that's not just talking about sex, but look at all the things that people have to do nowadays. And so instead of out doing good, it's, well, oh, man, I got to hurry up and go do this. There's a new movie. I got to do this. There's nothing wrong with going to a movie and doing some things. But are you doing equal things for Yahweh? When's the last time some of you have even been to church or been to the assembly, I'd rather call it, and shared with others Yeshua? When's the last time you spent a half hour praying or walking around in your yard talking to Yahweh? When's the last time you did that? And the money that you're spending on all those pleasures, that's fine. But when's the last time that you did something for Yahweh? I mean, is every time you pray, is it something for you or something of what can you do for the Father? Because that's what it, you know, that's what it should be. It's not what, like John Kennedy said, it's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. But the same thing, verbiage works with Yahweh. It's not what he can do for you, but what you can do for him. Because he works through people. Yeah, it's just like us. We're hurting. He could create a pot of gold sitting outside my door when I walk out and I'd stumble over it. But that's not the way it works. He uses people. But when people ain't in tune, people like us are hurting. Yeah, we're going through tribulation. And by faith, we'll stand and we'll get through it somehow. And because we're doing and being obedient. Anyway, let's go on. Traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Yahweh, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, turn away. For this, okay, we already did that. Okay, but pray about it. It describes right now just the time that we're in, and it's a clear sign of the time of the end. Now, you go back over that, look them up. It's 2 Timothy, starts with 1, and it will end with 16. So I got just a couple more to read to you. Then he said further, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, personal afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord, Yahweh, delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Messiah Yeshua shall suffer persecution. We're going through a form of persecution right now with no money coming in, or not much. I won't say no, but not much. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is Messiah Yeshua. All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. The only scripture that he was talking about to Timothy could only have been one thing, and that was the Torah, because they were living the New Testament. So he's saying, Timothy, that Torah that your mother had helped you with since you were a child, that you learned and lived, that is what he's talking about. That can bless you. And it's still good. This is after Yeshua rose and was gone. And he said it's still good for reproof and for correction. Well, if the Torah was done away with, how could it still be good for reproof and correction? You understand? You're supposed to study the Torah. Yes, we are saved by grace. All men are saved by grace if you only repent and ask Yeshua. But after that, you must turn away. That's the last thing that you must turn away. That's what the apostles did. They advised that they would only have the Gentiles do a few things, like abstain from eating of blood or things sacrificed to idols, so that they could, because Moses was being preached in every city. In other words, they would go in every city and listen to the Torah. And that was by James the Just, which was Yeshua's brother. So pray about it, and that's the New Testament. Hereby we do know what sin is by looking at the Torah. That's in Hebrews. Those are New Testament scriptures, you know, or New Covenant, whatever you want to call it. But, folks, my time is running out. We do have a good program for you. I got a guest on for the next program. That's Leo Homan. I pray that you go back to the radio archives and look at some of our past programs. But tonight, really, remember to pray about the Wichita Mission Church and this ministry. You can either support radio or you can support the Mission Church, but we really do need your help. We may have been this low before, but I don't remember. And, you know, but it's been a long time after all. We've been doing this 17 years. We'll start our 18th year in June. So pray about it. If you want to come on radio, let me know. If you have a guest that you'd like to hear me interview or talk about some things, send me the information so I know how to contact him. anyway, we do. You can email me about a couple of things. We do have something going on. We actually put up a GoFundMe site, and so if you want to know about that, I'll send you a link to it. If you ask, send me an email, I'll send you a link to it. But I would really rather than going through the GoFundMe. We really need the funds. You can just simply do it by PayPal, and we'll get it quicker. If you go through the GoFundMe thing, then what's going to happen is it's going to take a while to get the money. Anyway, but pray about it. But if you want to share that GoFundMe with other people, get a hold of me. I'll send you the link. I got to get out of here. Remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days. And what? 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through Yeshua, is the way to the Father. There is no other way. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach, that Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them and be gracious to them, Father, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.